Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our meditation for peace and our project for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Before we begin today's meditation, I'd like to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 162. There is a direct correlation between your energy level and degree of toleration. There is a direct correlation between your energy level and degree of toleration. This is a powerful key to understanding where we are at every moment. Are we aligned with our higher will? Are we aligned with human, ego, physical reality? To tolerate literally means to bear, to allow, to permit, to put up with. As I was thinking about the word tolerate and toleration, I came across the word tread. And I was visualizing treading as if someone is stepping on, pressing down on you. And we are told there's a direct correlation between your energy level and the degree of toleration. How much are you willing to have others step on you? How much are you willing to put up with their pressing down? And worst is we allow it. To tolerate is allowing. Now, we're not talking about religious freedom here, as in that kind of toleration. We're talking about degree of putting up with, allowing something or someone to tread on you. And we're told the direct correlation between how much the degree. The word degree is interesting because it comes from the word degrade, interesting enough. And again, it means step down. And so a degree is any one of the successive steps in a process, the amount, the extent, the intensity, even how much are you willing. We get confused because sometimes we, in quote, put up with things or people or situations out of respect. And degree also has to do with the amount or extent of one's respect for something. And yet, that's oftentimes when we are tripped up. When we are willing to respect something or someone more than ourselves. Where the energy comes when we're listening and following the direction inside of us first. And so then we look at the word energy. Energy means work in, the vigor or action, expression, effective power. That's really interesting, effective power. In science, it's the capacity for doing work and overcoming resistance. Resistance to what we're tolerating. And the toleration, resistance, is literally to set back. So when we're putting up with something out of what we believe is respect, recognize that's misplaced respect. It's respecting another before ourselves, before our higher self. So resistance is the ability to ward off, pose. When we think of resistance, we often think about disease, but it's more than that, the force or someone else or something. And so it's so important to recognize, to allow ourselves to effectively move forward, to be invigorated, to fully express ourself, our higher being, effectively, to be the powerful light being who we are. It takes our willingness to overcome the resistance, to let go of tolerating, for not allowing any more, anyone or anything to step down, step on, press down, on to tread on us. And of course, level, it says direct correlation between your energy level. The word level is really interesting. When you really dissect each word and re-put it back together as a puzzle, it's fascinating. Anyways, to me. Level literally means a balance. We use it to mean height or altitude or position, but recognize it literally means balance, a harmonious state. So for you to be in direct correlation, to be directly empowered, to be and express your full energy level, regardless of the height, it's to be in balance, to have every cell and atom of your being, every fiber of your being, to have your mental, physical, and spiritual self, mind, body, and soul, in balance, to be level, to be harmonious. And therefore, we're told there's direct correlation between our energy level and how much we are putting up with something or someone else, allowing others to tread on our energy, to bring down, to upset our balance. They can't do it to us, you see. Only we can allow it. That's what's really interesting here. Because to tolerate means to allow. We put up with it. We permit it. And again, there's a direct correlation, straightforward, exacting. And if we wish our energy to stay on course, to stay in harmony, to be in balance, and continually rise to the next higher and higher level position, it's about our recognizing this direct correlation, meaning it's closely and naturally related. This is not something you can control. No matter how much you are willing to put up with something, it will affect your energy. It will get you out of balance. It is the natural law of things. So here we go. Let's be sure you heard the message clearly. There is no getting around it. There is, as if this is a direct natural law, there is a direct correlation between your energy level and degree of toleration. So I ask you to recognize, how's your energy? How in balance do you feel? Are you feeling stressed? Well, of course, it's so easy to feel stressed in today's time, in addition to normal living. Are you feeling everything is flowing naturally? Or are you putting up with stuff? Tolerating. Doing your best to resist what doesn't agree with you or what you're not willing to face. To see the truth. Another way to look at it, how much are you really totally aligned with being yourself no matter what? Doing what you love, saying what you feel in your heart and mind, without any regard or concern, worry, anxiety about what other people think or will say or do with or about you. If you're 100% aligned with that, then you know you are not tolerating anything. And you are sailing. You are free. This is true freedom. This is a state of being we all say we're here for, we live for. And if you, like most of us, have things you're putting up with, people you're putting up with, recognize as you start on the path of handling them, facing them, speaking up about them, cleaning them up. Start with one. Start with the easy one. As you do, you'll be guided one by one. You'll find you have more energy to move forward, to handle what's important, to be yourself. And when you do, that energy will allow you to be healthy and whole and prosperous and attractive, and you will start attracting the things and people and resources that you really desire so you can fully be and accomplish, attain what you desire, what you're meant for. Let's go into meditation now and connect with the source that allows us to energize ourselves and allow ourselves at that higher energy to let go who or whatever we're tolerating now, and to do so under grace. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Nice, slow, gentle breaths into your heart center now. Feel the energy. Feel that light. Feel your breath. Feel your chest rise up and down like the waves of the ocean. Up and down. Perfectly in balance with the energy of the universe, the life force of the universe. Right now, under grace. And as you breathe into your heart center, see the light inside, beautiful, radiating light, a color. Breathe into that light. Breathe into your core essence. Feel this love, this oneness, this pure intensity, embrace, full acceptance, completeness. Feel this love inside of you. Allow this love, this pure core of your being, to guide you wherever in your body you are feeling resistance. You are feeling a physical, let's call it sensation, like pain or strain, tightness perhaps. Move to that place in your mind's eye, sending this golden white light from your heart center, breathing into this place, wherever it is in your body. You may have more than one. Allow your higher self to guide you to the first one now. Simply breathe the life force of the universe, your heart energy. See them converging on this space now. Breathing love on that space now. Simply breathe. Love of the universe, the healing energy of your breath, through the light center of your heart, focus on this physical space in and within you now. Under grace, we breathe in this space now, simply filling it with love. And wherever you may see darkness or shadows, or feel that pinch or tightness, see it now dissolving as these rays of love melt it now under grace. And so this strain, this pain, this tightness, perhaps a feeling like a rock inside of you, simply dissolved as you shine pure love on it now. See it crumble into little pieces and become dust and washed away with your breath. Now under grace. And if you like, it's not necessary. You may ask your higher self what that represented. What that was. What were you tolerating? What did that strain, tension, knot, tightness represent? And represent, it could have been a single one thing, and yet it represents patterns. The reason it formed is because it represented patterns, way of being, that you repeated again and again. It was simply the next step in this repeating pattern for you to get it this time. And now that you have, you may be more conscious of it and willing to choose differently next time. For it will show up again. And when it seems to be coming close, you may pause, connect inside with your center, with your core essence, with your higher self. And allow love, the light of love, the breath of love, to come forth. And in that split moment, you may choose again. I promise you, you will be guided to a higher path, and you may speak this truth under grace. You can take this action under grace and know that all is well. All is well, you and the other person or thing or situation, all is well. When you allow yourself to no longer put up with, you allow yourself to follow the path of your higher self, the path of your true inner workings, path of your full expression, the path of your most effective, powerful self, now under grace. You know the way. You may repeat this meditation. And wherever there is pain, know there is resistance. There is a tolerating, a putting up with something or someone. Breathe into it now. Simply breathe the force of the universe, the life force, but so light and so far more powerful than anything or anyone. From your heart center, see the love and light radiating out to that center of resistance. Send it love, pure love. See it melting back to the nothingness from where it came. Bless it and send it on its way. And then ask your higher self, what was that? That seemed to go bump in the night, dissolve, and go away. Your higher truth is far more powerful than anything you feel you need to put up with. It will show you the way. Allow yourself to be the powerful, full expression of your God self, to move with grace and ease and speed. To do your divine work, to fulfill your life purpose fully, with peace, harmony, and prosperity. This is your divine birthright. All that other stuff is mental stuff. We can dissolve it almost as quickly, perhaps more quickly, than it ever showed up when you connect with your higher self. Come back to your heart center. See and feel that pure love, the life force that is within you, within each of us, that is here for your highest and best good. And when you are aligned with your highest and best good, it is truly for our highest and best good. For we are all one. Trust that. Know that. Act from that knowingness now. And as we began, breathe into your heart center. Peace. Harmony. Prosperity. Feel the energy within you now rise. Rise to the surface of your being. Feel the energy radiating from your limbs, from your feet and your toes and your hands, your fingertips. Gently move them as you come back. Sway your head ever so gently. Bring your hands together in prayer with thanks, real gratitude for knowing the key, one of the powerful keys to stay aligned with your true self, your energetic self, your divine being. As we call on Carla and ask her to tone this truth with us now, to anchor it within every cell and atom of our being.
Let there be light. and love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. We are, I am, that I am. Thank you. Amen.
And thank you all. I bless you and thank you. Namaste.